What's up and welcome back to another Kind of Funny trailer reaction. Of course, I'm Tim Geddes and I'm joined by one of the coolest dudes in video games, Greg Miller.
Hello, Tim.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm excellent, how are you?
That's great, I love that shirt.
Dry bones, baby.
Fits you so well. How excited were you to see him in the movie?
Stoked. You know what I mean? We saw him in the trailer, but there was, you know, things get left on the cutting room floor all the time.
Yeah.
We remember the Varsity Blues trailer, a whole bunch of scenes in that weren't in the film. So I wasn't going to fall for that with the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Your boy got some respect.
He did. Yeah. We saw how they get made.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bowser just burns somebody alive and then their dry bones.
We've never, so many questions answered.
Did they die of natural causes? Or did they, you know, were they born this way? You know?
That's what people wanted to see from the Mario movie. All the critics that were like, oh, there's nothing here. It's like what they really wanted was a deep look into life.
It was honestly one of those kind of Rorschach tests. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Where it's like, if you want to come in there and be a snobby critic and say there's nothing there, you just weren't looking hard enough. But that's what we get to on the in review and all the Kind of Funny entertainment content.
That's exactly it. Of course, you can go check out in review. We did Super Mario 2023 last week. And now
when you watched Super Mario Brothers 2023, audience, did you see the reference to an American national tragedy? I pointed out for you in review if you missed it.
He really does. You can check that out. And then if you want that level of energy, this week we're doing the 1993 Super Mario Brothers movie. You can watch the movie at kindoffunny.com/Mario for free. And oh man, strap in. This is going to be a great episode of In Review.
Not a good look. Look, I'm as white as the background. When the background rolls by, like my arm just blends straight into it.
Exactly.
Blends straight in. That's not good.
This is not In Review. Of course, this is the Kind of Funny trailer reaction breakdown where we watch trailers, react to them, break them down, Greg, frame by frame.
Right.
We normally do this for Marvel movies, right?
Yeah.
This is a new Marvel movie. The Marvels is actually what we're doing. You can watch every episode we do on youtube.com/kindoffunny. And you also get the show ad-free by going to patreon.com/kindoffunny. Just like our Patreon producers, Tripod Plus Plus, James Hastings, Casey Andrew, Nathan Lamothe and Al Tribesman, the Predator, have done. Thank you all so very much for your support. Today we're brought to you by Rocket Money, but I'll tell you about that later. Marvel movies, Greg.
Yeah.
There's been a whole bunch of them. I don't know if you know, TV shows.
Yeah.
We're like almost 40 projects deep into this MCU.
Is there experiment. Too much?
That's a big question. It's a good question. Have you even seen all of that?
Seen Ant-Man.
Yeah, still haven't seen Ant-Man.
At this point,
it's phase five.
I was pulled away for a family emergency, and then I missed In Review, and you're like, well, you'll just vote on it next time it comes around. So I'm hopeful that by the next In Review we get to for MCU, it'll be digital, and I can watch it from the comfort of my home.
It's coming to digital next week. Not Disney Plus. There's no date for Disney
Plus. I'm used to this. I got to buy it full price. Mm-hmm. I can rent it for like $2 less than buying it for full price.
Exactly.
If I hang on 2 or 3 more weeks, I'll be able to rent it. I'll be able to hang on.
Yep, you know how to play the game.
I play the game, ladies and gentlemen. Are we being abducted? What is happening? It's like Independence Day when they're trying to signal the ship.
But we've gotten a lot of Marvel movies. We've gotten a lot of Marvel trailers. And I feel like, personally, I've been a little let down by some of the trailers recently. Just in the sense of not being like, oh my God, I can't wait for this. It's kind of like, all right, this looks cool, and then we see the movie, and the last couple ones have been fine. Like, it's been a fine thing, as opposed to the...
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I still firmly believe we are hungover from Endgame.
Me too.
Where it's just like, that was such an emotional, cultural moment that nothing in this phase could possibly live up to that, and so all of it just feels like, noise, whatever.
But I've heard a lot of things about the Marvels, Greg.
Sure.
A lot of things that normally, just Captain Marvel 2, would I be that excited? No.
Oh, man.
But hearing things about this movie, I'm like, this could be good.
This
could
one.
Be something special. Yeah. So I'm very excited for this trailer. What's your hype levels for this one?
I mean, I'm hungover still to this point where I don't get super hype. And I mean, maybe if it was like, and this isn't even, if it was like, hey, it's Captain America New World Order and stuff. Like, oh, shit. What are Bucky and Sam up to today kind of thing? I like Ms. Marvel. I like Captain Marvel. Like, I'm in. Like, that's the thing. I'm always in. I'm down to go watch it. The Nick Fury trailer we watched, right? Where I was like, okay, cool. Like, this is fun. I'm going to watch it every Wednesday or whatever it is. You know what I mean? Like, I'm there for it. I'll be there for it. Unless something happens.
We did get the Secret Invasion trailer, and I really did rock with that one. That
I liked
one, I thought
hentai.
Was good.
Yeah, it was a lot
there was a lot of hentai. Will there be hentai in this? Let's find out. Kev, let's get right to it. Let's hit play on this bad boy.
I'm happy. I haven't seen it, of course, but I have seen this... like start 2 mm-hmm. seconds at like 4-5 times. Scroll through Twitter and somebody quote tweeted. I'm like, ah, bah, bah, bah.
Give me 2 seconds. For some reason, the window in your thing is a little too high. So I'm just
Kevin, you take all the time you need, all the seconds you want.
Keep talking about the MCU.
I'm hoping we get a lot.
Thousands of hours.
I hope we get to see in this trailer Ms. Marvel meet Captain Marvel.
That'd be nice. That would be fun.
Like, a lot of Marvel. And I know what you're gonna say, like, oh, they're in the movie, they're gonna meet. I know that, but I mean, like,
the freak out fan
girl. Exactly. Yeah. We saw at the end, of course, them switch spots. What does that exactly mean? Can we get more of a setup to that and where we're going with that?
Yeah.
Real funny. Abbott Costello routine this morning at breakfast. Where I'm like, can you watch Ben? I know you just watched Jen. Can you watch Ben? I know you watched him this morning while I cook pancakes. Can you watch him? I got to get in the shower. I got to get into work. We're doing an MCU thing. Oh, what Marvel thing you watch? We're watching the Marvels. No, but what Marvel thing? Not the Marvel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nah,
yeah. Yeah.
Going back and forth because there's naming things after the company.
I'm excited for this though because of what we saw last in Miss Marvel, where it ends with her seemingly Carol switching Danvers places possibly. With her, what's going on there. And then there's been a lot of talk about this movie using that as kind of a mechanic of the film. Of them.
See, I haven't heard nothing about this movie, which is why it's like one of those, like, what's my hype level? Nothing.
I'm going to tell you the three things that I've heard about this movie that got me really excited, if they're true. One is the mechanic of the movie is them constantly switching between each other in ways that are like they want to and in ways that they don't want to, which that sounds fun. Two, it's partly a musical?
No.
Yeah.
That's made up.
It's what I heard. It's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Which excites me. I like a little bit of jazz fingers in my life.
Sure,
you know?
Sure, sure.
And then third thing, it's just seeing these three together. You know,
I feel
like Captain Marvel, Brie Larson's Captain Marvel, I feel so far has kind of gotten a raw deal in terms of placement in the films where she's cool and like I didn't love the first movie, but I didn't think it was that
bad.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But seeing her in all the
just a heads up, we are ready.
Okay, cool. In the more recent movies, I feel like she was just kind of like put in just because timeline wise of like Captain Marvel coming out as close to Infinity War and Endgame as it did, and then her kind of like just not being in them and then coming to save the day, kind of like
we just haven't
gotten enough of her
character development.
I want to see a little bit more fun, and I think that adding Miss Marvel to that mix is that fun that I'm looking for. Hopefully,
See if this fun lasts a minute and 56 seconds, Kevin.
Captain Rambo,
what the hell are you doing?
Entering the jump point perimeter.
I'm gonna get you some readings, Fury. Hello?
Monica.
Hello?
Captain Rambo.
It's her fucking galactic.
Hi! Is this an Avengers test?
Where's Captain Rambo?
I love it. It looks like Star Trek, like the OG shit.
What the?
Oh, that's rad.
Hi.
We're looking for Kamala Khan.
Darian!
Okay, so our powers are entangled. I can manipulate light energy. And you, I could totally show you.
No!
Not again!
Hi.
Where's our daughter?
Wherever you were.
Hey, time!
Don't be a pervert.
Oh, yeah. They were right. Oh, fuck yeah.
We're a team.
Oh, no, we're not a team.
We're not a team.
That was the most I've been hyped for a Marvel trailer in forever.
More than that.
I love Kamala Khan. You know, Miss Marvel was a standout for us, I think, on that thing. And I do love that character, / love the performance, / love the show. That was phenomenal.
I'm so hyped on that. Everything that I was saying, you see the hints of there.
Yeah, I
like them when they use their powers is what causes them to switch. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And the fight towards the end, a little confused. Why are they fighting each other, it seems?
There was someone in the middle. I thought their hair was, it looked kind of looked like Carol Danvers, but the hair obscured her
Maybe
face.
Not.
And I thought it wasn't Carol Danvers. But we'll get there.
We'll do the frame by frame.
It looked like that woman right there with the thing. Go back to thing where there's the woman walking down with what looks like dude from Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1,
Ronan.
Damn, man, you fucking crushing over there. You're doing a good impression, too. A little bit further back when she's walking on the stairs. Not that it matters, because we'll see it in 2 seconds. Okay, there. Back, yeah. Doesn't that look like Ronan's thing?
It does.
And I guess she's with the Ronan people, right? And that guy is a Ronan person, right?
Yeah. The outfit there, too, kind of looks like
Well, there you go, everybody. I just cracked the case. Don't worry about it,
everybody. But yeah, love the power thing. Love all of their suits. We saw Captain Marvel's suit in Miss Marvel, but love the sleeveless with the gloves. I've been telling everybody, fingerless gloves are actually cool.
They're in.
We still haven't heard a name of Spectrum or Photon for Monica Rambeau. She's went by both in the comics, but sure. This is the more Spectrum outfit, and it looks freaking awesome. Love that Stormtrooper, white and black, and there's a point that she has her, like the jacket open like it's a jacket, which is cool. We don't normally see that with these superhero costumes. But yeah, okay. November for this one. A little bit more of a gap. We knew that. But I guess we do have Guardians in just a couple weeks.
Yeah.
But then from May to November, there's a bit of a gap for the movies, which I think is good.
When's Secret Invasion?
Secret Invasion is June.
Okay.
Yeah. So pretty damn cool. You want to get straight into the breakdown, or do you have more thoughts on this one?
No, I thought it was really fun trailer. I think, you know, even as it goes through, right, and like you see them, that wraparound shot of them blasting the powers, I feel like sometimes it can be just a CGI fest. I thought that looked really good. I really appreciate this right here. You know, again, not everybody vibed. I so vibed with Ms. Marvel to see the family back and to see the Disney Plus set look like it's in a movie is very cool.
Very
I'm not knocking, you know, Disney Plus, and I think they do a lot of fun stuff and a lot of great stuff, but it does look like a TV show, whereas this looks like it's actually a movie.
Yeah.
To see them trying to and bringing those worlds together that way is really, really fucking cool.
And one of the first times we've really kind of seen that, the ramifications of the shows interacting with the movies in a way. I mean, this is the first major character crossover, and it's times two, right?
Yeah,
with Monica Rambeau and Ms. Marvel, so... We've seen hints of it, I guess, a bit in like Doctor Strange 2.
So now you think that's the musical segment, or like that's what they're talking about when they're talking about musical?
Yeah. So
because it kind of looks like
let's do the frame by frame, and I'll get into the what I've heard and stuff.
But first, a word from our sponsors.
Yeah, real quick. Let's do a word from our sponsors.
Style Profile. I was listening to Beastie Boys on the way in, but I was listening to License to Ill.
I love Intergalactic.
Oh,
I mean, there's just something about it that just feels so perfectly 90s, like only the good things about the 90s.
Little known fact is that once in BYWF, once Gruesome Greggy gave up on being a real American, he came out to Intergalactic for a while.
I love that. God, the lore.
It was just a ripoff of Nova and ECW because he did the same thing, but whatever.
Yeah.
Eh. Backyard wrestling wasn't that creative, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a promotion like KFW coming back on Thursday, no big deal.
Thursday, everybody. Twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. All right, let's get into this. Doing a little bit of that framey by framey.
What do you know about the space station?
Nothing. Okay. I mean, we've seen it, or at least what we think it is, at the end of Far From Home with Nick Fury up in the space station.
Do you think it's the same one?
I imagine.
I thought they were far. And I don't remember because I haven't seen that in a while. That felt like they were far away, like almost another galaxy, I thought. But I'm totally probably assuming.
I mean, maybe it can move. That's I don't know.
Crazy assumption.
Kevin, I don't know if you know this. I like to jump to conclusions.
You don't think this is sword? Like they finally put a shield around the world?
Well, it says saber.
Suit of armor around the world!
It says saber?
In yeah, let it, go, let it play a couple seconds to see it.
Sabra?
Sabre.
It might be Sabre, yeah. No, it's Saber. So we have Saber here.
A division of sword.
And this is all stuff that I don't know Saber. Like, that's not something from the comics that's jumping into my mind.
It's a type of blade.
It's also short for Sabretooth. This could be where they introduced the X-Men right here.
Exactly. The Yellow Ranger. It's in yellow. Beep, 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 beep. But yeah, so putting this together, at the end of Far From Home, we did see Nick Fury and Space Station. I imagine it's going to be the same one because of the Skrulls. And stuff and that being tied, Captain Marvel and all that. And then we also saw Monica Rambeau.
Tim, look, there's a shield around this thing. You see on the top left?
Yeah.
That's
a good point.
And then we see it later, Monica Rambeau like touches it and gets like sent back, and that's when it switches places with
Kevin, my question there.
The other girl.
Kamala Khan. My question is it a shield or is it a jump point?
Fuck, that's
because it looks like a jump point from Guardians, right?
Yeah, you're right. And it kind of looks like somebody went through the other jump point, right? Like,
roll it back and then let it play a sec. Like, give me a couple frames backwards or whatever. Because that's in the background, it looks like, right? And then,
Yeah, I mean, you're making a lot of sense. God, you're smart.
God, you don't get a big brain like this without being a few smart men.
Everybody. But in addition to that, the end of WandaVision, one of the either post credits or just like towards the end of the things was Monica talking to the Skrulls and then being like, hey, we want to see you. Like,
I do not remember
the big
that
man
post.
Wants to see you like up in space.
Okay.
So we knew she was going to see Fury, and I'm pretty sure that's the last we saw of all that, besides the end of Ms. Marvel.
Okay.
But continue.
Checking out Earth. Now, again, is this a ripoff of the Watchtower from DC Comics? Maybe. You know what Maybe. I mean? Who's to say? Who's to say? The Javelin.
But yes, Saber, I'm not familiar with. Sword, they introduced in... I mean, I'm pretty sure they called it Sword at the end of Far From Home, whatever that station was. So, I don't know. Let me know in the comments below.
This will be after the events of Secret Invasion.
And then that looks like that's one of the corners of the, hexagon that, like, pops up when they, like, teleport in and out.
Yeah, she's going out to investigate. He calls it something, and it looks like, I'm assuming this is what wigs out their powers and connects them.
I wonder if it will be before or after Secret Invasion. I don't know that we know enough to know that it necessarily is.
You want to play the audio for this part?
Yeah, let's play the audio. I think my prediction is it will be. That Secret Invasion will lead into this.
Entering the jump point perimeter.
Jump point perimeter. Yeah, so it is a jump point problem.
Some readings, Fury. Hello? Hello?
So something's bleeding through the jump point.
Captain Rambo?
Oh, can you pause it, Kev? Then the other thing is she has the bangle, right? That has the iconography of the Ten Rings.
Right.
And
but it was taken off of a Kree, right?
Yeah. And then on top of that, at the end of Shang-Chi, we had
the power
pulsing thing like in space. And it was Bruce and Captain Marvel.
Yeah, yeah.
Things are connecting, everybody.
There you go, guys. Connecting. It's almost like they planned this. Kamala Khan. Nick Fury. Nick Fury, an actor named Samuel L. Jackson. He was in a movie called Pulp Fiction.
Love seeing him back. Felt like he's been gone a while, and now he's multiple projects. Yeah, I kind of love this because it feels like they're intentionally going for 60s Star Trek, like weird.
Yeah.
Almost looks like a set.
Well, again, now she's landed here where we got the Ronan the Accuser people that are going to be the ones who are the bad guys. She came through the jump point. So again, they're messing with this jump point that's messing with powers. What experiment are they running over here, Kevin? Nobody knows. If I had to guess, they're trying to get beluga whales.
That shot also reminded me of Loki.
Sure.
Where he got popped out of the...
Yeah.
I also love that, like, this is straight from the show where, have an actual mix point.
I don't know.
All right, there's a vibe to Bree that I'm liking here.
Yeah, well, I think they're finally letting her be a person, which was the big problem with Captain Marvel, if you want to pause, Kev. Of course, the problem with Captain Marvel, I think, overall was, I don't know who I am, which immediately is like, okay, cool. Well, it's hard for us to
figure it out.
This character. By the time she connects with it at the end and figures out who she is, even then, I'm still foggy on like what Carol Danvers wants to do. Mm-hmm. And then, like you said, she shows up in a couple movies as, I walk in, I'm going to fix everything. I walk in, I'm on this job with Black Widow. I walk in, I'm like, okay, cool. Who are you? What are you doing?
Well,
and so to let her actually chill here and, you know, it looks like hang out with people and be a person, that'd be pretty
good. It is exciting. Kev, can you go back to the Marvel Studios title splash? Because I'm always a fan of these. Always love the creativity they have in, like, switching them up. And this one, literally a switch up here. Loving it. That's fucking cool as hell.
What did it do?
Go back a couple frames, Kev. It says Studios Marvel. And then it flips.
Like I 100% didn't see that, so I thank you and I appreciate you for that. And that it's like that, you know how like when people are like, I don't know why they say patreon.com/ this is white noise in me. It's just white noise. I notice if there's different people in the words and the letters and that shit. I don't read the words anymore. Remember when her dad dressed up as Hulk? Everybody go watch Ms. Marvel. Don't be a bunch of jerks. She's so good.
She really is. But yeah, look at the... Spectrum, I guess, his outfit is fucking cool. I love that it's like a motorcycle jacket.
So she's got her little digital readout there of herself, it looks like, a bio that they must have brought.
She's a mutant.
She's already beaten up the bad guys there. Obviously, you see people tied up in her living room after the fight. Her brother, he got married, don't forget. Yes,
that's true.
Holding something there.
Whole plot point.
Captain Marvel shirt, of course. Here's the A fight. This must. So you figure what now? This is the fight that precedes Nick Fury showing up, right? Monica probably beats the bad guys and then teleports out and switches places with Kamala.
I mean, even right here, she's probably about to switch.
Yeah. Well, it seems like it's not every time, right? Because if you use your powers every time, you couldn't do anything. See, she uses her power there. She don't switch. She comes back. Kamala's dead. See, then switch way here. Here's Carol.
This is going to be fucking cool.
Maybe
like
it's
the switching.
Who uses the power? Like Kamala just did it, and now when.
Carol Danvers.
Carol Danvers. Thank you.
Oh, interesting.
And then when Carol Danvers does it, then.
But my thing is, you can never have a fight then, right? Because every time you go to throw a punch or whatever, do a little lightning show, you're going to get whipped out.
Well, not. Like, by the end, they figured that out. And, like, one is throwing the punch, the other one uses.
But how did Monica Rambeau just right there use her power and not get teleported away and teleport Kamala Khan in, who would then die with a spear through her chest?
I just said it's not her turn to switch.
Yeah, if the power
like a Robin
transfers.
Robin.
I stand down. I stand down, Kevin. I did not understand that. I missed that part of that. I stand down,
that,
Kevin.
That could be a cool solution. If that's the case, like, that's super fun. And, like, that's the type of rules that I like because I'm with you where it's like, sometimes it can be like, all right, it works this way when we want it to, and it doesn't.
Yeah,
when it's convenient.
Yeah, yeah.
But if they're
well, it also could be like the hit TV show Sliders. Remember, where
of
every
course.
Time, every time they slid, the thing had a different counter on it. It wasn't like, you know, it was timed.
It's a small wonder, Greg.
Yeah. I really hope that like that's what it is, and it's not just
a Sliders reference.
It's random because it's like when it's like something like that they can figure out, like. Then they can use that as a tool.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's exciting. This is it's a cool gimmick. And I feel like we've just been lacking that type of stuff for a little bit.
This is a great suit.
It's really
and even right there,
good.
The way she emotes and then turns around, I was like, oh, hey, like, you know, we haven't seen Captain Marvel be a person. Also, if I'm being frank, I like this hairstyle a lot. Yeah.
I do too.
Over her.
Pause here real quick, Kev. Yeah, another interesting thing is like we were theorizing when Ms. Marvel came out because Brie Larson was acting different than we've seen her act. It was like, is it Brie Larson or is it somebody's conscience in her? You know, and now clearly their whole bodies are flipping because we're seeing Kamala up in space. But
when we just saw that scene.
It was like, what's happening here? Like, did Kamala like physically switch or not?
I knew who it was. I'm smart.
You can go back, Kev. Thank you. Goose. Lurking.
You still playing Snap every day?
Every single day, Greg. Nice. I have a new deck right now that's unfucking stoppable.
Yeah.
Love that she saw the shoes.
It's one of the hammer dudes, right? In the background?
Yeah, yeah.
Hammer bros.
Yeah. After this, let me tell you about an inappropriate meme I saw.
Okay. I love the moment of going to space. We've got it a couple times now. Like Captain America, like freaking out here. We see Monica and... God, this is going to be a tough movie to talk about with the amount of names.
Monica!
In this. But Monica and... What's Captain Marvel's name?
Carol Danvers.
Carol, yeah.
Nice little seaside village here.
What do you think this is?
So, what I think this is, and this is the thing that was talked about, the musical elements. The what I heard is that there's a musical planet where like everybody, like they sing and dance as the way they communicate. And this might be that.
Okay. That looks like a musical city to me.
Mm-hmm.
Cool action.
Sick
here.
Choreo, yeah.
And then here, you think that's the musical planet?
Yeah.
Can you go back and give me some freeze frames on these people.
It definitely looks like the same city.
Yeah.
Semi-Ragnarok vibes here.
Mm. Yeah, that makes sense.
They're celebrating.
Yeah. I thought, you know, Carol Danvers was looking weird because maybe she switched places with anybody. But in terms, if you were on a musical planet, it would look weird. You would
blending
look weird
in.
First, I think.
Looking like a jellyfish.
Wearing the same sweater that she was in the
I want to give a shout out to both this frame and the frame before and the people in the lower left corner because you're a background actor like this. You're just like, I'm never going to be seen. No one will ever. Go back a little bit to the next one or look at this woman down in the corner. Eating it up. Shout out to this woman.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I will never be seen. No one will look at me, and we see you, miss.
Yeah.
Ma'am,
I don't like
person.
It. It's like she's peering into my soul.
Feels good.
And then
though.
The guy looks like maybe he drank a little bit too much. You know.
Yeah, the guy
look
in the
at
back
his hair.
Also sitting there. Yeah,
got a lot of good stuff. I like Monica's shades in the back.
Yeah.
Looking dope.
Kamala Khan back there too. This guy.
And this actor.
More kitties, more gooses you assume? Are these flurfins?
I think so. I think we're going to get like an
army of
epic flurking moment, which is cool. But there's a lot of fun in this, I think.
Yeah.
Something that I'm excited for. And then, this.
Do we know this actress? I don't. From this. She, I can't identify her, and then we don't really get a clear shot of her face up close, I don't think.
If I remember correctly, Greg, I'm pretty sure that she is a stage actress. Like, I don't think that she's been in many movies, and I'm pretty sure that her and Tom Hiddleston are dating.
Oh!
Yeah. But again, let me know if I'm wrong in the comments.
Man, Loki, remember him?
We got the team shot. Oh, yeah, new outfits for all of them. Right?
Yeah.
Like, even Captain Marvel getting the full sleeves there, and looks like katana or something. What's going on there?
Bow staff,
or is that the hammer?
Ronin's hammer.
Yeah. And then Spectrum getting a full proper suit, and then a new Ms. Marvel suit that I don't love. Don't love this one.
We'll see it
in action motion, stuff. Yeah. But yeah, like even there, a little too Power Rangers 2017 for me.
Oh wow, damn, fuck, really going for it. You think we'll see her friend who made all her stuff from the show, the kid?
No,
I don't think so either. He went to Berkeley. He went to Cal.
Yeah.
He went
Kev, can you frame a couple back so we can see this woman's face?
We'll never forget you, best friend.
Because, clearly it is the other one, right? But then...
That's the bad woman's stage actor dating Tom Hiddleston.
Uh-huh.
She has clearly some combination of their powers. So it looks like she's throwing a, laser beam.
Sure. She's using a photon. She's using a photon one.
And it's breaking her fist, right?
Yeah.
This is like a big, giant rock fist broken. Oh dead.
Shit.
She died. That's it.
Yeah, I didn't expect that, if I'm being honest.
No, but how cool is that transition?
It's because they're switching.
Stay the same.
Dude. Yeah. And it looks like galaxy shit. That's fucking cool. Yeah.
And now she's doing the light thing. Block.
That is awesome.
And that's like Kamala does blocks like that too, right? Where it's creates kind of a little wall.
Hard light constructs, yeah.
There you go, Greg. Wow, this is crazy that it really looked like Brie Larson when we were just watching it. But
sure.
But is she getting blonder here?
No, she's not. Don't just let it go. It's just lighting.
It's just the lighting.
I won't have your weird theories, all right?
Was that a cut?
That's okay. That makes sense then. Yeah, okay, cool. So she does have the hammer. But in the hammer, didn't the hammer have the power stone?
He put it in there at the end or whatever. Yeah. And they popped it out.
But it was always purple
explodes
otherwise?
Explodes at the end, right?
Yeah, but you can make a new hammer.
Oh, yeah.
I've been making hammers all day.
Yeah. All the live long day.
I'm not a team. You're a team. You're the Marvel.
I'm not a team. You're a team. Yeah. Hey, that looks great. And I'm happy we doing the frame by frame that revealed a bunch of shit, too. I'm stoked. I'm excited. I don't know that this is going to be the one that, gets everyone back on the path of I'm not burned out anymore. But
that won't happen till X-Men or whatever big, event. I guess the Kang, what are they? The Secret Wars, right? When they do all that stuff.
Yeah.
That'll be everybody back in the theater like they never left.
Mm-hmm. Like they never left, everybody. Let us know in the comments below what you thought about the Marvels trailer. Of course, all of your MCU needs will be met right here at Kinda Funny, youtube.com/kindafunny. And go to your favorite podcast service and check out Kinda Funny Screencast and Kinda Funny in Review. Of course, we have Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 coming in just a few short weeks. And we will be doing rewatches of 1 and 2. So stay tuned for that. Very exciting stuff all around. What you got, Greg? What you
good? He's cracking me up that Kevin comes in to adjust the camera for the last 30 seconds of this shit. Then has to run back in case you sign up.
I didn't notice. And we weren't on this shot. We were only on it for the very
Kevin, beginning. You're doing your job and I appreciate it.
You gotta love it. You gotta love it.
Kevin, you got a razor here. Somebody needs to trim the back of my neck. I got too much hair on the neck.
I get you a
Have
razor.
A marvelous day.
Thank you.